This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Tonight, sing it again.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct, and He shall direct your path.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
How do you feel when you watch a match you already know the result? relaxed, enjoying every moment, and seeing without stress but as a default? How about watching a movie and finally identifying the blow man? No matter the difficulties and challenges, you are sure he is the winner man. These two pictures represent your life absolutely without departure. Your life is just a playback of a finished game to unfold in the future. You are declared a hero like the blow man in the movie, and just so, you are here to be fulfilled. You are here to see the fulfillment of the full volume of your movie flow. Here indeed, seeing is believing, because first see with faith's eye, then all that happens is a playback of faith seeing events to another eye. God does what he's planned for you, so be blessed. Reflections by Ebenezer Quay.
Hello, dear listener. It is our daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor Blessed Anu. Please, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We are on lesson number 9, which is captioned The Great Controversy and the Early Church. And for our main text, it is from Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that this man had been with Jesus. And if we all should bear witness, the greatest barrier Jesus faced with his followers was their preconceived opinions. The disciples took little notice of what Jesus said if it did not fit in with their own ideas of who he should be. Right up to the time of his ascension, the disciples still quizzed Jesus about freeing Israel from the Romans. Dear friend, this is an interesting topic that we are about to discuss with you. Let us all soften our hardened hearts, the great controversy and the early church. Can you please tell us what this great controversy comes into contact with the early church?
Thank you. Dear listeners, as we have been studying for some time now, we've been studying about the great controversy, how it began and how it's going on and how it's going to end. As a matter of truth, the lesson is drawing our attention that we have rebelled against God. But God, in his loving kindness, did not forsake us, but rather provided a means through which we shall be saved. So Christ, in his infinite mercy, has redeemed us through his wonderful love for us. And today's lesson is telling us the great controversy and the early church. Jesus Christ came to this earth for a purpose, to reveal himself to us as how he is in character and action and in love. He also came to destroy the works of Satan. He never ended there. He also came to redeem those who are lost, so that we, through his mercies, will be saved. When he came to this earth, he did not work alone. He called some people to follow him. He had disciples, the inner circles and the larger disciples who followed him here and there. After his ascension, the disciple took on the challenge to handle or to lead the church of God, to proclaim Christ and him crucified, so that those who have not heard of him or those who rejected him earlier will receive this message of salvation and come to God. And this did not take it lightly, because they faced great opposition. They were persecuted, they were challenged here and there, because They were professing Jesus Christ, that he is a resurrected Christ who gives salvation. So when we talk about great controversy in relation to the early church, the church started when they were proclaiming that Jesus Christ has died and he has resurrected and he has made available salvation to all who believe in him. But there were others in society who did not want to hear these things, who were not happy with them because they thought that if they are doing that, they are making Jesus more popular and also they are blaspheming the name of God. So they need to stop them from proclaiming Christ and him crucified. And this caused a great persecution in the early church. Some were killed, some ran away for their lives, and some left their peaceful homes and other things. So when we talk about controversy in their personal lives too, we see some traits of these controversies, as in deciding to do what is good or right, wrong, and vice versa. So some of these things were happening in the lives of the early Christians and the challenges the church faced as a whole.
Thank you so much for taking us through this lesson. The great controversy in the early church. We could also see that it was only after 10 days of prayer and close fellowship in the presence of God, dominant preconceptions were finally beginning to be replaced with the truth, and the disciples were ready to hear what God told them. This paved the way for the incredible events at that first Pentecost after the death of Jesus Christ. What was this incredible event that happened?
When Jesus ascended to heaven on the Mount of Olives, if you read Acts chapter 4, verse 11, from verse 10 to 11, he says that the disciples were still there, gazing up into the skies. And behold, there were two men robed in white dresses. And they asked them, "Men of Galilee, why are you staring in the skies like this? This same Christ who has ascended from you shall in so manner come the second time." So when these people heard this, they remembered the words of Jesus Christ that he told them that, "Remain in Jerusalem till I send a comforter, a counselor to you." So they went into the temple of Jerusalem. The Bible says the upper room, or they were in their room. They locked themselves up together and they made great transformation. There was a great revival among them because the things they were doing that hindered them from accepting the gift God was giving to them, they need to let it go. So they let all these things away. The Holy Spirit descended upon them and they stood and proclaimed the message of Jesus Christ. So the event that happened is that when Jesus left, these people received the gift, which is the Holy Spirit, and they were able to stand firmly and proclaim that Jesus Christ has died, and his death is for the resurrection of humanity. So everybody who hears these words should come to Jesus, and he will accept him and give him salvation.
Thank you so much for letting us know what exactly happened after the death of Christ. The great controversy in the early church is what we are looking at today. And as we have already gone through the lesson, we have been told that with this week's lesson, we will see the great controversy played out in different ways. We will see it manifested openly as those in power and inspired by Satan to repress the truth. But we will also see it played out in a subtler but more crucial area, that is the human heart. Dear friend, this is indeed a great and interesting lesson that we are about to listen for this week. And I believe that as we have begun with you, you will continue to be with us till the end of the lesson. May the good Lord continue to shower and bless us now and forevermore. Amen. Our pastor will give us his last words.
What I would like to say at the end of this lesson is that Satan is working very hard to take the truth from us. He wants us to have a share, or to share with him his inheritance, of which Christ has something better for us. So as we go through this life, as we follow Christ, as we prepare, as we seek to know him better, we should remember that Satan is working very hard to snatch us from the hands of God. But faithful is God, that whenever we trust and lean on him, he will rescue us and keep us in his grace. So, dear friend, I encourage you to seek the Lord in prayer and the study of his word, so that at the end, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you may live rightly for him. And when he comes, because of your faithfulness and the acceptance of Jesus Christ and his righteousness, you shall not be found wanting. Thank you for hearing us.
Indeed, God has been so good to us for ushering us into this holy day to share his word with you. May his name be praised now and forevermore. And I believe that you have really been blessed for being part of today's lesson. Stay blessed.
Blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, thou hast mercy to relieve us.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Shouts aloud, Jesus is alive. Now surely we can all be changed, cause Jesus is alive. And everybody here can know that Jesus is alive. And I will live for all my days to raise a banner of truth and light, to sing about my Savior's love. And the best thing that happened was the day I met, I found Jesus. Is alive to join with all who celebrate that Jesus is alive. The joy of God is in this town, cause Jesus is alive. For everybody's seen the truth that Jesus is alive. And I will live for all my days to raise a banner of truth and light, to sing about my Savior's love. And the best thing that happened was the day I met, I found Jesus. Yeah, I found Jesus. Well, you lifted me from where I was, set my feet upon a rock, humble that you
waiting. Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for me.
You are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Ajimai Kwatin Ransford. Today's sermon is entitled, What is it that is in your hands? What is it that is in your hands? Shall we pray? Our most gracious and loving Father, we want to thank you once again for the opportunity to listen to your word. We humbly pray and ask that you endow us with a double portion of the Holy Spirit so that we will understand your words and live to your words, so that when you come once again, none of us, none of our listeners will perish, but we will have eternal life and will live with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved friend, in Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through to 4, the Bible says, "Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to me." So in verse 2, it says, "So the Lord said to him, what is it that is in your hand? And he said, a rod." And in verse 3, "And he said, cast it onto the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it." And in verse 4, "Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by ittle. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hands." Now, the stock that was in the hand of Moses was just a mere piece of wood. But when he gave it to God, it became something else. It became a tool that helped Moses to bring the people of Israel from Egypt. This morning, I want to ask you the same question. What is it that is in your hands? What is it that is in your hands? That thing that is in your hand, when you give it to God, it is going to become a tool that is going to help you to bring you from darkness to light, to bring you from hardship to success, to bring you from grace to grace, to bring you from failure to success. I want you and I to take a critical look at something over here. When you give me a football, it is just a football in my hands because I'm not a good player. But when you give Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi a football in his hands, it is a great thing. He's going to use the ball in a skillful way that in the end, he'll make sure that success is going to be his. And in the end, it might lead to millions of dollars. It might also lead to trophies. In the same way, when a basketball is in my hand, it is just a basketball. But when you give the same basketball to Venus Williams, it leads to over $30 million. Beloved friend, it depends whose hands it is in. A rod that was in the hand of Moses was just a mere piece of wood. When he gave it to God, it became a tool that helped Moses to bring the people of Israel from Egypt. In the same way, a catapult in the hand of a kid, of your child, is just a plaything because he wouldn't know what to use that catapult for. But the same catapult in the hands of David will bring down mighty Goliath. Beloved friend, it depends whose hand it is in. Goliath thought that a mere catapult can't bring him down. But a mere catapult in the hands of David by Jesus on his hand brought Goliath down. Beloved friend, as you have seen, everything in this world depends whose hand it is in. But when we depend our lives, or when we keep our things, or when we put everything that is God has given to us under his control, it will lead to a mightiful thing that we will think of that we ourselves will never understand. Everything in this world depends whose hand it is in. Friends, a nail in my hands might produce just a table and a chair, perhaps for maintenance or a new one. But the same nail in the hands of Jesus Christ will produce salvation for the entire world, the entire universe, because God sent his son to die for you and I. This morning, I want you to put all your trust, all your concerns, all your fears, all your worries, all your studies, all your relationship, all your business in the hands of Jesus Christ. Because everything in your hands depends whose hands it is in. Thank you for making time out today. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. May He deliver you as we decide to give all the things God has given us so that He will control it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.